Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're going to want to get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android. It's free in the Play Store. And get it. F-R-E-E. Free. Free as me. So it's got the TV side on it, the radio side on it. It's got in-game odds, everything. You're going to love it. The SportsGrid app. Get it today. It's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Did you know we're streaming on X, including this very second? You can watch us on X streaming right now, always, every day, all month, all year, the whole deal. At SportsGrid-Live on X. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench podcast on Apple iTunes or wherever you download podcasts Monday through Friday, both shows. Let's take a look at the lineup tonight on SportsGrid TV at 6. It's Front Office Sports Today. 6:30, it's Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh. At 8 o'clock, it's the original OG In-Game Live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. At 10 o'clock, it's Sports Rage with Morenci. And on SportsGrid Radio at 8 to 10, it's the institution, Carver and Lisi, all tonight on SportsGrid TV and SportsGrid Radio. Good to have you with us from New York. I'm Pharrell with Carver High as we get into the most bet player props for tonight's Game 6 in Naptown.
We are going to do that now. I will tell you, though, first, they are over in D.C. The losing streak is over. For the Nationals. The Rockies scored in the top of the 11th to take a 3-2 lead. But then the Wood Doctor does it again. His second two-run homer of the day. Whoa. As he single-handedly, with a pair of two-run homers, ends the Nationals' losing streak. His 19th and 20th on the season. So a 4-3 Nats win. And they avoid the sweep to the lowly.
Well, the damage is done. I mean, look at their record. Look at their season. The damage is done. Right. Like, it doesn't matter if
I agree.
Stop the bleeding. I'll give you that. The streak is over, but their season's over, too.
Their season is over, indeed. All right, here is now those most bet player props for tonight. Mathurin, number one, over 10.5 points. That's the most bet.
Automatic. I think he
tickets,
has to.
Play. He's got to have that. SGA to have the first bucket of the game, plus 575. Siakam over 21.5 points. Siakam first bucket, plus 650. And McConnell, we talked about this before, over the 10.5 points.
Yeah, that's right where I think it should be. I said 18 is too much. 10 is the perfect number. So 10.5 makes it sticky. Jones, I'll take the risk that he can have 12 points in this game. I'll take the risk with him. I don't care about first buckets. Too dangerous. Am I willing to say Siakam goes over 21.5? Yes, I think he has to if they want to win. I think he has to have 23 or more. I think Mathurin has to have 16 or more. I think Caruso has to have 15 or more. I think Turner has to have 15 or more. And I also think Obi Toppin has to have a big game with a, you know, a block or two, some dunks and some buckets. He's got to get his game going and get to the line. I think Toppin is a very exciting player, and he doesn't get enough respect for what he brings to the Pacers' attack. I think he's got to come up big tonight because I don't think Hallie will.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get much out of him at all. You need a big night. At least a couple of those guys really got to step up for Indiana. And lastly, as far as the NBA Finals MVP goes, it's SGA. I mean, it's minus 650 if they win tonight. Jalen Williams is now plus 650, but I mean, I can't see it. Even if he had like another 40-point game tonight and they won, I think they'd still give it to SGA, Scotty. I don't think there's much wiggle room.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I think you're right, but I think it's crazy. If this guy has another 40 burger and goes back-to-back 40 burgers, I think you got to give him the MVP. That's just it for me, and that price is juicy. I mean, honestly, some guy has 40-plus in game 5 and 6, and they win the title. And, he had 40, and Shea had 31. This guy has 40. And if he does it again and goes, like, because they said, you know, we already went through this. He went up the ladder with his scoring. He's up to 40 now. If this guy busts off a 42, 43 burger, you got to be kidding me. They're going to deny him the MVP that he has that kind of pouring in buckets. I mean, he's literally taken over the finals himself. He took that game 5 over, not Shai Gilgeous. J-Dub did. I know they'll give it to Shai Gilgeous, but for my money, if that guy does that again, he's the MVP. It doesn't matter. You know, Shai Gilgeous is the league MVP. That's what really matters. This is, I think, different. I mean, this guy, have you seen what he's done? The numbers are phenomenal. Every game, he's the MVP of this team right now. I understand how important Shai is and what he does. Fair enough. I'll give you that. But how can you ignore what this guy's numbers are? He's putting up gigantic numbers that are bigger than Shai's. I mean, come on. Like, they give him no respect at all. That's why I think it's the beginning of the seed. The planting of the seed that, like, I'm over here dropping 40 spots and they're still ignoring me. And then he'll literally be like, they give this guy everything. I should have been the MVP. That'll be the beginning seed of his discontent there, that I got to go somewhere where I'm the star. It's no different than this guy, Spida Mitchell. Never happy until he gets his own show, right? You never know it because he plays like he's the coolest guy on earth. But he wasn't happy in Utah. And then he went to Cleveland, and he's, I guess, finally happy, but they got all kinds of guys scoring on that team now. How long before he's not happy there? He's always got to be the guy. Like, those guys just, they grate on my nerves, guys that just, Tatum's another one. Oh, my God. God, don't get me started.
Yeah, it's too much.
Don't get me started.
Too much. You discussed this with Gabe already. Jeannie Buss will reportedly run the Lakers for a number of years after the sale of the team to Mark Walter. So a number of years seems like a lot. Like, I don't know. If you just got all that money, like, wouldn't you want to go just chill the most?
Yeah.
Like, especially when you're six, what'd we say she was? 63, I think we said. Yeah. 63, I believe, Jeannie is.
I have seen more suits. I have seen more CEOs. When a company gets bought, the CEO, they always say the same thing in my history, that they're going to keep him on for the transition. And then 6 months later, they give him $40 million golden parachute, and out the window he goes. Every time I see a company take over another company, they say, we're going to leave this guy in charge. And then they're lying, because no one buys anything and lets the old regime keep going. Yeah. We bought the team. We're going to run it now. This guy's going to run this team eventually. I think it's short order. I even put a number on it. If she's still running that team in 5 years, I'll keel over. I don't think she'll last two. 2 years, she'll be done.
I agree with you.
Why would you buy something and let them keep running it? Like, it makes no sense to me. I think it's a lie. It's a transition lie. Everyone does it in business. I'm taking over the company, but I'm going to let the old regime run things. Yeah, that's why do you think they bought it? Because they didn't like the way it was being run. I want to own this. This is my toy now.
I've got just a couple of other NBA things, and then we'll start to get into the baseball. I believe they've restarted. I see the rain delay sign off for the Yankees and the Angels, so
yeah,
I think they're going to finally finish that off.
And so is Inter-Miami. They tied up Porto.
Oh, how about that? And the Tigers are up 9-2 on the Pirates.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So the Yankees have opened it up 7-3 now on the Angels, so they'll get the last game, perhaps, of this series. They lost the first three. Wells just hit a sack fly, and they scored the seventh run, so they are where they are. I'm watching this Porto, Inter-Miami game. Honestly, Mike, this team from the Portuguese team, I mean, these kids look like they're 14 years old. I mean, there's literally kids on that team look like they're 14 or 15 years old. Like, I'm not kidding. Wow. Like, and I know what a, you know, teenager looks like. I got them, right? So they look no older than my daughter. I mean, these kids, they are so young, that team. I don't even know what I'm looking at. Like, it's like they're a junior team or something.
But that's kind of what they are, even though they have the FC Porto jerseys on. And that's with a lot of these teams from Europe that play in this thing. You know, yes, it's Man City and it's all, but it's not like the everyday lineup that plays in their season. You know, this is their second. This is their second and third team guys, mostly. There's a few exceptions, but mostly a team like Porto is going to send their up-and-coming, you know, players that they have stashed away and don't normally play on their A team. So these are guys, Scotty, that during the season they're loaning them out to smaller clubs throughout Europe so that they're getting time in, but they're still property of FC Porto or whoever. So they get an opportunity to play here and show themselves, not to, you know, to their club, saying, I'm ready for more big-time action. And that's what it's a lot for a lot of these younger guys.
I got to ask you about Messi. I'm watching him, right, at 37. And he looks literally, to me, like he has not aged or lost a step at all.
I mean, that's kind of where it is. And I think that as you watch this even more this summer, and you continue to see him and how he's playing for Miami, it tells you more and more that
Argentina,
he's got enough to give probably one more crack with Argentina next summer here, especially it being here and what he's now done for soccer in the United States playing in the MLS. I think that he's going to absolutely, I can't imagine Argentina wouldn't want him play for the team
course. Next
summer. So I would think he's going to, even though he, I think it was a nice story, him riding off into the sunset with the national team, winning the World Cup 3 years ago.
They just took the lead, Inter-Miami, unbelievable. Yeah. Guess who?
Is it him?
Guess
who? Messi?
On a PK, guess who? It was a penalty kick from your boy Lionel Messi. What a
he's unbelievable. He really is. A couple of other things here with basketball. Have you seen this stuff with Ace Bailey that's been going around? So
That was a free kick.
A free kick, not a penalty.
It was not a PK. It was a free kick. And I'm sitting there doing a show. I can't watch every second. I look over. It was a free kick. He blasted it around the whole, you know, stretch of him. And he went up top. He bended it like Beckham up into the corner with a nasty one, a heater. All right, so Ace Bailey.
Yes. Have you seen these stories about him canceling? He canceled the workout with the Sixers. He is the only U.S.-based prospect in the NBA draft who has not visited with any teams. The draft is, of course, a week from tonight, next Thursday. The Sixers had the third pick. I mean, you'd think that's somebody that he would want to work out with, considering he's maybe the third best player in this draft. Well, is it Wednesday night? Well, there you go. But either way, next week's the NBA draft. And I look, there's people thinking now, Scotty, that he might not be the third pick in the draft, that a lot of people don't like the way he's handled the process. He's gotten some bad advice from a lot of people, and he might slip a couple spots down the board next week.
Well, there you go. Then let him slip, and then they'll regret that. He's the third choice. It's real simple here. Flagg, Harper, Bailey. It's been that for the last 10 months. We all knew it. And when they played at Rutgers, you knew it. Now, all of a sudden, he doesn't go to a workout for the Sixers. Yeah, I still think they'll draft him anyway because – first of all, they suck to begin with. They are the most overrated team in the NBA. I have never seen anything like the attention the Philadelphia 76ers get with this joke of a team and this big man who's just nothing but a monstrosity and a mess, and that's Embiid. It's getting worse, right? Like, he won the MVP. He's gone downhill ever since, right? Paul George, how's that working out? Okay, so you're going to pass on this kid because you don't like the fact that he didn't go to your workout? You got to be kidding me. Like, what's next? Arch Manning's going to be available and he doesn't go to the combine, so you don't draft him? I mean, what is next? Like, the guy's an incredible talent, incredible size, incredible length. He's an incredible player. The guy can fill it up. He's meant for this. He's destined for this. And now... some what? Somebody's genius GMs, like, is that guy in Boston, the Red Sox, Breslow, is he a genius too? This moron running the Sixers, isn't it Maury? Doesn't he run that team? This guy is the guy that screwed up China. What hasn't he screwed up? Now he's going to screw this up? Blame me all you want. If you don't take this kid, you will rue the day. Simple as that.
Simple as that, indeed. Also, Rocket sign Ime Udoka extension. He is now one of the highest paid coaches in the NBA. Your boy Ime there. No trouble.
He's a really good coach. The problem is, you know, that team with all that talent and all that flash and all that scoring and all that substance and all that flash, they don't win. They go to the playoffs and they bow out. They're, you know, the bridesmaid. I mean, let's face it, they never get married. They're just the bridesmaid. That's all there is to it as far as this goes as well. Every year, they are a massive failure and disappointment. And until they get to the conference finals, to me, they're a joke. They're just a regular season ticket, expensive buy, and they win a lot of games that don't matter. But when it matters, they're an look what the Warriors did to them. I mean, they killed them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's look at everything that happened in baseball last night, even though there's all these day games today that are checking in, including that Tigers win 9-2. Skubal dominating the Pirates today at Comerica.
Yes, he did. And, of course, the second game of that doubleheader will be Skeens going for the Pirates, which we'll talk about in a little bit. All right, a few things from last night. The Yankees are going to snap their losing streak there, or at least they should. They're up 7-3 in the top of the ninth with two out. It is a final. Yankees win. The Angels did beat them last night to take the first three. The Yankees broke a 30-inning scoreless streak in the second with a Jazz Chisholm homer. Now, before this afternoon, Judge had struck out in 15 of his last 22 at-bats. Did not see what he did today.
Not much better.
Scotty on the box
score. I think he was over.
One, I did get a hit. He did get a double. 1-for-3 with a strikeout. So he did get himself on base at least once today for him. So nice job by Judge there. Yankees did activate your old friend. We used to love this guy. He hasn't pitched since 2022. Ice cold Brubaker, JT Brubaker.
He's back.
Lengthy Tommy John recovery. Hasn't pitched in a very long time. And now he'll get back in the mix with the Yankees. Don't believe he got in. They did not. But we'll see if Brubaker gets himself. We used to love him with the Cape. We used to get a lot of strikeouts. He gave up a lot of runs with the Pirates, but right. He had a lot of strikeouts too. Ice cold Brubaker. Legend. Legend in time. The Dodgers beat the Padres 4-3 last night. Tied late. Some theatrics off the bench from Will Smith on Sportsnet LA.
Sends one the other way this time, back towards the wall. It is gone! Will Smith ends the night. A pinch hit home run.
An Oppo Taco?
It was an Oppo Taco, and you heard him start to cue up the "I Love LA." You could hear that little organ start playing in the background there. Ed Chavez Ravine for us. Everybody, exactly. Dave Roberts did announce that Ohtani will head back to the mound on Sunday. So they have the Nationals in town this weekend. Ohtani will start the game Sunday.
Do they ever play on the road is my question.
You know, you would think with all of these home games that eventually they're going to have themselves a fairly long stretch.
Have you ever seen anything like it? They've been at home for 5 months. I mean, they play every game at home.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're going out on the road for 6 games after Washington. So they'll go to Colorado and Kansas City, and then they come right back home. For 6 more, another 6-game homestand with the White Sox.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They drew it up real nice for him, didn't they?
All right. Here's the long one. You figured they were going to have a long road trip at some point. At the end of July, they have a 9-gamer where they go to Boston, Cincinnati, and Tampa at the end of July, beginning of August. So there you go. You'll have 2 weeks where they're not at home for that during that stretch. But they do play a lot of home games, the Dodgers.
You mentioned before they said
it would be nice. They set a franchise mark with 2 million fans in just 40 games. So that actually also tells you right there.
They gate 4.4 million a night just the tickets.
Yep. Just the tickets. They've already played half their home games middle of June. So yeah, they're about right on that pace. Phillies beat the Marlins 4-2 last night. Braves beat the Mets 5-0. Getting some good stuff out of getting some wins when Ronald Acuna Jr. does something big. Lead off homer, FanDuel Sportsnet.
Against the Dodgers, obviously, that's a great lineup. Acuna ambushes the first pitch and knocks it over the center field wall.
You know, I got to go back just for a second. If they're at 2 million already, that smells like 4 million to me at the end of the day. And think about it, they're going to have playoffs, pennant, possible World Series. I mean, could they actually go to 4.5-5 million fans in one season? I've never heard of that before. Do you remember when 3 was the standard? 3 million, if you drew 3 million, you were badass in baseball. They used to do it in, obviously, New York, and they used to do it in St. Louis. I'll tell you that much with the Cardinals. And yeah, I can't fathom if they got to 4.5-5 million because they're already at 2.
If they had 56,000 for every single home game, it would be 4.5 million. That's if they had to sell out 56,000 every single home game, 4.5.
Well, they do sell out every single home game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so obviously we're turning the corner here on a thirsty Thursday. How about Chris Sale, Carver High? He's dominating again.
He is dominating again, of course, with that Brave win last night we mentioned. He's now posted a 1.00 ERA, a one flat, through 54 innings since the start of May. So nice job by Sale. Braves beat the Mets. They'll play again tonight. We'll give you those numbers in a little bit. How about the Rays last night? This one was pretty odd, Scotty. The Orioles on the mind. The Orioles scored 8 runs in the second inning to take an 8-0 lead against Tampa. They didn't get another hit or run in the game, and the Rays came all the way back, first team in Major League history to allow 8-plus runs in an inning to open the scoring, then allow no runs or hits the rest of the way, and come back and do it. They took the lead in the 7th on FanDuel Sportsnet.
And up the middle, and it's going to be a base hit. Here comes Yandy Diaz, the throw over the head of the catcher, and the Rays take the lead. It's a 9-8 ball game as Yandy Diaz scores.
So I can't fathom the reality of what you said. So they gave up 8 in the first.
Second.
And then the rest of the way, they didn't, the second inning.
Yeah.
And then they never allowed another hit. And then they came back and they won the game. So they basically gave up all those runs. Then from that point forward, no hits. And they won. And they have been on fire, that team. And they are crawling up the Yankees, you know what. So they're a team to bet on. I'll tell you what, that team with Caminero and company, they mean business, and they're selling that team. And it's only $1.7 billion. I said yesterday that Scoop Mish was buying the Rays. He refuted those rumors.
He said no, huh? He denied the reports. Denied the reports. You were trying to scoop him on something, and he said absolutely not.
I thought maybe he'd buy him. He said he wasn't interested in putting a new roof on that stadium. It would be very costly.
They need a whole new stadium, not putting a roof on that one. They need a whole new home. The Royals beat the Rangers
last night. Good luck with
that. Yeah. Cleveland and the Giants just got underway at Oracle. Last night, Cleveland only needed one swing of the bat. How about this Daniel Schneeman on Guardians TV?
In the air, well struck, left center, long run for Lee. He's out of room, it's out of here. Daniel Schneeman with an opposite field 3-run jack. 4-0 Guardians.
Don't call me Willie Beeman Schneeman. Your boy Schneeman getting involved. By the way, I think I just got a text from this guy, James Smith, a fan of the show, saying that Dodger dogs are now $8. Everything's expensive. $4.5 million
for a
fans.
Dog?
It's $8 for a hot dog. You know it's $20 for a beer. I mean, and cocktails got to be $25. And then they give you with the one like they do at every arena now. You want that a double? So it's like $40 for the drink. It's at least $30 for a double at every arena in the league.
Every sporting event, I would say.
You want that. A double shot? Except, meanwhile, the shot's not even a digit on my finger. Their version of a shot and our version of a shot. There's two different pours, Carver High. There's a Pharrell pour, which is a quad shot, or you get the arena shots, which are a digit of your finger. Have you ever seen them? They use that unit as well that makes it come out in just a little squirt, like they do the wine. Have you ever seen them pour wines? Or it's like a ejection thing, and they give you a little shot of wine. It's not even enough to. It's not even enough to, you know, get your palate wet.
It really isn't. They screw you at these places.
Carver High deserves more liquor when he goes to the event, and I need a real pour, like none of this poor man's pour. I need a stiff pour for Carver High. And no, listen, if I'm paying $8 for a hot dog, it better be a Johnsonville brat.
Yeah, you can't give like one of those small dogs that they
got. A wet hot dog, like a Sorbo?
Can't have that. Can't have it. Also last night, Astros beat up on the A's 11-4. I mean, this guy, it never ends with him, this Jose Altuve. 3-run shot, Space City Home Network.
Jose hits one high, hits one deep, hits one out of Sacramento Stadium as the Astros take a 5-1 lead, a 3-run jet. here at Sutter Health Park.
Caratini, they had like literally five guys, I think, maybe six, that had three hits in the game and scored three runs. Like,
they
poured it on. I don't know what it is about that Sutter home wine place in Sacktown, but man, did the runs come in bunches.
They come in bunches, and it's like all the hacks are the guys that end up in, like Mauricio Dubon and this other, like all these guys were hitting homers for them. Like, what is happening here? Like,
what is happening?
At least Walker homered on Tuesday night for us there. They're playing again tonight. Yes.
It's another one. And then on Monday night, you hit that get the cognac moniac, and then the other one, you hit two of them Monday night, three of them Tuesday night.
We're having a good week. We're having a good week, and hopefully we can continue that tonight.
So for the people that complain about the home runs that we don't hit enough, Carver, I hit so many that we're now going to pour you the squeeze wine, single-digit finger. We're giving you a small shot glass.
Listen, home runs is like – it's a little like going fishing. You know, sometimes you're going to go out. Might not be a couple bites, but then sometimes you get some huge
sometimes
bites.
Sometimes you hit the schnook.
Sometimes they all start reeling in. There's a couple nights you're going to go out and not get any bites, but when the other bites come the other nights,
blasphemy,
they're big. You reel in some good ones. So
there
that's
are
what
no
we like
nights
with
without
home
runs.
We try to do it that
except
way.
When Carver High blows us off completely for the home run sheet.
Well, look, it is what it is. There was a lot.
You've been under
a
tremendous strain lately, so we're going to let it slide this time.
I have been. Red Sox beat the Mariners 3-1 as well last night. That was in the daytime, that game, as they will now head to San Francisco. Alex Cora expects Rafi Devers to try kick their ass this weekend in San Francisco.
Do you think?
I mean, honestly, what an unbelievable comment from Alex Cora there. Yadier Molina will manage Puerto Rico at the 2026 World Baseball Classic. Yadi!
Do you think you'll ever see him with, if you will, language barrier managing in the major leagues? Or will he be defined by managing in, like, the WBC in Puerto Rico?
No, I think that we have plenty of managers nowadays. He speaks English as well. I don't think that would be. You got plenty of managers from obviously.
Have you seen Devers do his interviews? He never speaks English.
Well, that is a whole other story. I don't think Rafi Devers. I think that Devers does know English and speaks English. I just don't think he does it with reporters.
I think he just hates people in Boston.
I think there's a lot of players that do that. And if you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel comfortable, I guess. But I don't think that would be a problem for somebody like Yadi to manage. I don't think that would be an issue at all with him. All right, we got a few awards today. Let's give a couple. AL MVP, is anybody able to make any ground on Judge here with his little bit of a slump? Not really. That's a minus 10,000 for him to win the American League MVP. Now, I said this to you last time. I'll say it again. If he got hurt for the rest of the season, he's not going to win the MVP. Those are juicy numbers for all those
right,
other
for Cal
guys.
And Bobby Webb. We said it yesterday. But you gotta get shekels on those two right now, immediately.
Just in case, like, you never know with Judge, right? I mean, it could happen.
I said yesterday they should put it on the numbers like you do the golf. Sometimes you'll put a few $5 down on 100-1 and you hit it and no one's laughing now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Signos.
So we have Coach Young on, Coach James Young from Bang Above the Rim, and of course, Pro Basketball Today. You see him on Sports Grid on every show and on Coast to Coast regularly. And we got a double shot with him today. I want to start with the WNBA today because of the violence. I have never seen anything like it, like not in the NBA, except, I guess, you know, the Celtics and Pistons, maybe. Yep. Back in the day, how much they hated each other, the violence between Laimbeer and the Celtics and Larry Bird and everybody involved in that Parrish, you name it. There were fists flying then. But this stuff that I saw the other night, now, you know, I don't have any bones in this. I just think it's out of control. Like, I'm watching this game and the way they're abusing this Clark girl with everything. The hit from behind could have really injured her. You don't see that coming. The crank in the back with the neck snap. She goes down. I don't think that was a flop at all. I think she got lit up. And it was violent. She got it in the face, got hit from behind. Her teammate then tackles this other girl when she's coming down for a layup. This Sophie Cunningham chick tackled that chick and then dragged her out of bounds. And then she had the full hair tug going and everything else. They didn't kick anyone out of the game. They all got technicals, et cetera. After the game, the coach went crazy and blame the officials for everything, including the war in Ukraine and in Gaza and Iran and, of course, Israel. She blamed them for everything. Don't tell me she's not getting fined. What is going on with that league and the violence in these games? And it's just downright dirty.
Pharrell, they got to get it under control. I mean, listen, there is blame to go all over the place. Obviously, J.C. Sheldon, the kid from Connecticut, went way too high, got Caitlin Clark in the face. I get it. Should have been a flagrant. Caitlin gets up, obviously goes back at Sheldon, and then here comes my girl, Pride of Jersey Shore, Marina Mabry, with a little bump. Now, listen.
Little bump.
I think she bumped her. I'm not saying she flopped, but Caitlin knows how to sell things. Listen, I'll give you an example. Third quarter, she hits a three. It's a timeout. She's being ushered to the bench. She celebrates to the bench and then peels back around and comes out to center court, throwing her arms in the air. Listen, the girl is the media star. You could argue she's one of the five most popular basketball players in the world right now. Right now. Like, I'm putting her with NBA guys in regards to popularity. Now, my problem, and I think everybody should have got a text. And you could have thrown out Mabry if you wanted to. They threw out Cunningham. Here's my point. Number one, Stephanie White. You see that happen. Pharrell, we're old school. You want to get her back? All right, I'm running Caitlin Clark on triple screens all day. And as soon as I see J.C. Sheldon do it, I'm just going to get a little side pick. You know how we just kind of get that leg out?
Right.
And I'll get my flesh and blood there. To do it with 48 seconds left to go in a game on a fast break, someone could have got hurt. Now, you can say Caitlin almost got hurt, but a fast break when you tackle someone, like get your flesh and get it in the third quarter when everybody's in the game. That what Cunningham did to me, fast break, tackle from behind, that's cowardly. And anyone that disagrees with me, go have someone do that to your daughter, and then you tell me you'll be okay with it.
So you're telling me, and fair enough on all your points, that you're right about that. That was ugly. But you're telling me, essentially, you just won't say it, that Clark, when she got hit from behind by your girl, that wasn't a dirty shot?
Oh, it was a dirty shot. I just think it wasn't as bad as it looked. And listen, there's a little play before it that no one is talking about. Listen, what I love about Caitlin Clark is her competitiveness. That girl talked as much smack as anyone. Did you see the play a couple of minutes before when she looked at Sheldon and Sheldon somewhere and he goes, I'll do whatever the bleep I want right in front of her? So this girl knows how to sell it. Here, at the end of the day, Pharrell, I'm going to say this. This is all great for, as long as this kid doesn't get hurt, this is all great for the WNBA. Because now you got more people watching. You have eyeballs watching. I even think Dave Portnoy is on the take. Because he puts in his two cents in just to get more people riled up. The league needs ratings.
What does he have to do with this? What did he have to do with this?
If someone sneezes on Caitlin Clark, this guy is going crazy on social media, complaining and bitching and moaning and all that other nonsense.
Do you think she's the best player in the – I mean, like, you know, obviously Stewie and Inescu and all that. Do you think she's already top five player in the whole league?
Yes. Yes. No, no. Listen, going into the year, I went Asia Wilson, Stewie, Nafisha Collier, Caitlin Clark, Inescu. You could argue that Asia Wilson's been bad and she's in concussion protocol. Stewie hasn't been good. So for this year, the two best players in the league are Nafisha Collier and Caitlin Clark. And that's why they're 1-2.
Didn't Collier get hurt with the links? Didn't she get hurt?
Yeah, she's banged up. Listen, she is a phenomenal player. They call her Big Fish. But it's interesting to watch because I said to people before Caitlin Clark came back, I said, if you want to jump on her to be MVP, you got to do it now, right? Before she played a game. And then she went and did that ridiculous performance against the Liberty, knocked them from their beaten ranks, and her numbers continue to shrink. Listen, Pharrell, it don't matter if she's MVP or not. She is by far, and I hate to say this to all these women, Tarazi, Bird, Candace Parker, Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, she is the most important person in the league's history because she'll be the first person to make sure that league turns a profit.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. I think that they should all wise up to the fact that future and their now is, you know, escalating because of her and not because of any other reason whatsoever. It's because of her. When we come back, there's two great games in the WNBA tonight and game six of the NBA finals tonight. We'll talk to Coach about those games and get his bets for those games on Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coach, you know I don't like any of them short stacks. Can't have that shorty stuff. I don't have time for that. I'm a grown man. I got that inside big man stuff, that syndrome. Anyway, tonight let's start with your WNBA. There's two really good games. I think Phoenix and the Liberty. And, I think Clark's playing tonight, right?
Yep.
Indiana's playing.
The Valkyries.
The Valkyries. I like their nickname, Golden State. There's big odds on them making the playoffs as well. You can get them at, 2.5? Plus 250 to get into the playoffs. You think they'll make the playoffs?
I think they just miss out. I think their win total was at 8.5 before the season. They already got, I think, 5 wins. They moved it up to 15.5. But my two plays tonight, they're just straight props. Number one, going to my girl, Sabrina Ionescu, over 2.5 made threes at -120. She's gone over this 5 out of the last 7 games. Phoenix is really good in the inside with Sabalee and Alyssa Thomas. They'll focus on Jonquel Jones. Look for Sab to go over 2.5 made threes. Next, Natasha Howard, the seasoned veteran, over 5.5 rebounds, over 7 out of 11 games this year. Speaking of the Valkyries, we talked about their overachievement, Pharrell. They're top 5 in rebounding percentage. And when you have an undersized 5 like Aaliyah Boston, that means Natasha Howard got to help out on the boards. Give me Natasha Howard over 5.5 rebounds tonight.
And is she on the Phoenix Howard?
No, she's on the Fever.
She's
on the Fever. Yep. So she's on
the Fever with Clark, and then Inescu's on the Liberty, obviously.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
So let's get your plays for game 6 in the NBA Finals tonight at the Fieldhouse in Naptown.
Well, first thing first, I'm going OKC over 115.5. If you look really closely, they've gone over 6 of the last 7 wins. I think because of Halliburton's injury, for all they push the pace, they have their defense go to offense. Next, you see him right there, my man Lou Dort. I've been trying to hit this three-point prop, but I'm going to go a little bit simpler because over 1.5 made threes is more juice. Go over 7.5 points. He's gone over in 4 of the last 6 games. I think Rick Carlisle dares him to beat him again. Next, Miles Turner over 4.5 rebounds. I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, come on, man. Like 5
boards? Can we get a 7-footer to give me 5 boards?
5 boards? I mean, this guy is like the black version of Brook Lopez. They're the same. They play outside, they're soft. But Miles, I got faith in you, brother. Over 4.5 rebounds and less. The old Nat, TJ McConnell. I'm going under. Here's why. I think if Halliburton is compromised, I think you move him off the ball. TJ McConnell's got to set guys up. Once it got to 10.5, Pharrell, too high. TJ McConnell, under 10.5 points tonight.
He had 18 the other night, and I think he can get 12. He does whatever he wants. He's a bullet, as you know, and I think he's been magnificent. I think he actually can go over that number. I hated it at 10.5. I said I think he can have 12. You think he goes under. I want to ask you what you think. I know you've already given me the pick on the team total, but I want to know what you think of that 221.5.
I think the game goes over. I think they're going to play with pace, and they're going to get it up and down, particularly the fact that Oklahoma City is getting their defense into offense. So if you have a team, and I think it's going to be relatively close. For all, I think the best way to play the line is ride the wave and get into a good middle. Someone's going to jump out. To me, I wouldn't be surprised if the Thunder try to throw the first punch, especially if Halliburton starts, he's not good. Let that thing get to 14, 15.5, jump on Indiana, and then get it on the way back. I think the Thunder close out this series and win the 2025 NBA championship.
When you see what J-Dub is doing on a nightly basis in this thing and the points he's putting up, they still are giving it to Shea, the MVP of the finals. I don't know, man. If this guy puts up 40 or more again tonight and goes, because every game he's gone up the escalator, and I think that now he's at 40. If this guy puts up a 42, 43 piece tonight or anywhere near that, would you give him the MVP and steal it away from Shea? Because he's the one doing all the big time scoring in the biggest games.
And the smartest thing that Mark Dagenal did, Pharrell, he went double big. When he went double big with Holmgren and Hartenstein, it made that Siakam couldn't guard him. And Pharrell, just like me with them little kids in the post, they too little.
Too little. That's that short stack stuff I talked about, Coach. No short stack.
No. I mean, listen. Unless you
I don't need no short stack at the diner either. I got to have that big stack, son.
Well, maybe. Listen, as long as you layer up that Aunt Jemima's. Do we even have Aunt Jemima's anymore?
It's I hope so.
If you get that old-fashioned maple syrup and you drizzle it on there, put a couple of chocolate chips, and we get busy. But for us, right, we big men. We don't eat no short stack silver dollar pancakes.
And I have that giant foot-long Cohiba steak sandwich on that cowabunga. Ooh.